Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Yehoshua Baca Ben Levi Ben Israel, here to bring out more truth about Jeremiah 51. Let's see. More technical difficulties. But first, let me give thanks and praise to the Creator, the divine intellect of this universe, the one and only Savior, Redeemer, and Master. Blessed be His name. And may He open up the ears and eyes of the people who hears this. Because the Most High is nothing but about love and tough love. And to some people, the reason why they reject the so-called Old Testament is because it's filled with what they think is cruelty, but it's actually tough love. So I just want to say, Baruch Atah Yehovah Eloheinu. And again, Jeremiah 51. Even though it says Babylon, is he talking about America? And in these verses so far, we've seen where he mentioned the daughter of Babylon. Why is that even there if he's not talking about America or any other country like Babylon or America? Because we know America has spread their ideology across this world, some of it through democracy. And that's funny too, right? Because when you see, like, cultures take on the American diet, the standard American diet, which is an acronym for SAD. You see them become obese. And I don't think that word beast is in the word obese for no reason. Okay, so that deals with gluttony. And that's one of the seven deadly sins. And they have six more, right? And do the research to find out if America fits in that category. And before we finish with this, or when we finish with this, we may very well do that. It's in the book of Proverbs somewhere. I will have to look that up. It escapes me right now where that is. Okay, so Jeremiah 51, we're still on verse 46. And the next word, I'll read that verse again. And to get the full effect, I'll have to read verse 45 too. So Jeremiah 51, start from verse 45, hallelujah. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, Babylon, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High. And I would like to stop and mention where you see the word Lord. I usually say the Most High where I see the word Lord in all caps, or sometimes even in the lowercase, or even the word G-O-D. Okay? But more accurately, where you see the word G-O-D is actually in a plural sense, and it's talking about what the transliterated form is Elohim, which is plural. And people will say that's including JC in that, but if you do the research, you'll find out that's not true. Okay, so the fierce anger of the Most High, and lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Now, when you see the word rumor, what do you think of when you hear that word? Instinctively, I thought of something that's not true. It's just a rumor. And that should cause you to want to dig. And that's what I mean about the Hebrew language, because that word by itself causes you to dig deeper. You know, you hear something from a friend, well, let's go see. If somebody said there's a 75% off at sale at Macy's, it's just a rumor until you verify it. You're going to have to look it up, go on the internet, look it up, call. You're going to want to see, is this true? But here we are, have the word rumor in the Holy Scriptures. And people don't want to investigate. They'll read right over that word. Right? But people who are searching for the truth diligently will want to know more about that word. Okay? So we discovered that that word rumor has the word Shammah in it. Take heed. Listen. Be obedient to this word. Okay? So we left off at rumor. Now we're going to go to the word heard. It says, the rumor that shall be heard in the land. What is that word? Guess what? Shammah. That's the word Shammah. The root of the word rumor. And we know what that is, because we read it before in the word rumor. Hearken, obey, publish, which is what I'm doing. Understand, obedient, diligently. There it is, diligently. Show, sound, declare, discern, noise, perceive, tell, report it. Sounds like the news. To hear, listen, to obey, again. To hear, perceive by ear. You know, how haughty is that, right? For someone to hear this word and say, oh, that ain't true. That's what people do. Because they've already got in their mind that the King James Version isn't true. Just because it was written by a homosexual. A so-called homosexual. I haven't verified that. But we know the rumors and everything else. No pun intended. We know what people say about the King James Version. Some of it. Anyway. So people discard it. How is it so that people think it's so untrue just by, you know, the truth that's in the dietary law? He told us not to eat pork. But when you get up there in age and your doctor, your high blood pressure is sky high, and your doctor tells you what? Mr. So-and-so, you can't eat any more pork. It's killing you. That alone should tell you there's something there. That's no accident. He loved us so much, he gave us a dietary law to help us live a long, healthy life. How could you throw that out? Once again, what kind of people he say we were? Hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious. Okay, so we can no longer be hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious. We gonna know what that causes when he do whatever he's gonna do to this country and other countries that has afflicted us for 400 years. Soften your heart. Open your eyes and your ears and see what he has to tell us. You know what the scriptures say? Wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding is the why. Why did he give us the so-called Old Testament? Why did he give us the first five books, the Torah? Because he hated us? He hated mankind, so he gave us laws to live by to help us live a long, healthy life? How does that sound? Is he cruel? Is he just? Is he loving? How could you say he's cruel? Who are we? No, what's that verse King David said? Why would you even care about us as we just look like ants to you from the heavens? Why are you being mindful of us? That's right, because he loves us. He loves his creation. He just don't like our actions. And these laws are meant to improve our actions. Okay, so but first, we have to listen. We have to be obedient. When you're disobedient to the Most High, guess what that brings? Death. Death comes when we don't listen to the Creator. Yes. So just like he is warning you because he loves you, I am telling you because I love you. And I want to see us live a long, healthy, prosperous life. Okay, so this word is Shema. The word heard is Shema. All right, listen. Listen to what he's telling you. Deliver every man his soul. If you don't listen, you will not deliver your soul. You will kill your soul. Okay, so that's the word heard. And let's see. And lest your heart faint and ye fear, for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor. So 1 year after the bombing or whatever's going to happen, people may still be alive, or it sounds like people are still going to be alive. That's why it says 1 year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. You remember those movies like Death Wish and Mad Max? It sounds like it's going to be like that. It sounds like it's going to be every man for himself. The strongest survive. And we know how much this country loves guns and the people in it. And we know they're buying up all the ammunition and all the guns that you could possibly buy. What is that going to look like when the infrastructure of this country is no more? Rule of law will be dead. So we have all these crazy people with guns and thousands of rounds of ammunition fighting and jockeying for power in the city. Not so much in the rural areas, right? The rural areas are meant for peace, because you think about all what happens and goes on in the cities. They're hubs for financial, economic stability. That's why they tried to take out the World Trade Towers. Right? A lot of financial transactions happens in the city. There's no Federal Reserve Bank out in the country. There's no chemical plants out in the country. Everything they need to run a society is in the city. Besides the farmlands. And they're not going to bomb that because they're worth something. It's like I said before. right? So these people that die hard love America, it's going to fight for power in the city. That's why they come up with martial law. Something that's going to help bring order to the cities. Now, what is that going to look like when all the so-called black people move out to the country? That's power, isn't it? Here it is, the Most High trying to put us in a position of power. Control of the land. That's why it was so important when we left Egypt for us to have some land. You understand? He's doing this out of love. He's warning us because he loves us. Okay, so let's dig into this word violence. Not to mention, you look at people like the mayors of all these cities and the councils. Think about how much they argue over petty stuff. What you think gonna happen when they're fighting over food? All these different city councils in this country have different cliques. They're not united. So they're gonna be fighting and jockeying for power. When the U.S. government falls. Okay, so the word violence is spelled with the het, the mem, and the semek. It shares two letters with the word wisdom. Violence, violent, cruelty, wrong, false, cruel, damage, injustice, oppressor, unrighteous. You see that? And violence in the land. Ruler against ruler. And it's like I said, you could imagine that picture or Mad Max, Death Wish, and any other movie that you can think of where the society is falling apart. What do you think these police... What do you think these police are going to be like when they know they're not worried about coming, going to have to face any kind of judgment? They face a judgment now and get off scot-free. So what do you think that's going to look like? What do you think the society is going to look like when the rule of law comes to pieces? If you thought black people was dying at the hands of police when you can film them killing somebody and then walk off scot-free? What do you think is going to happen when there's no more cameras? That's right. They're going to walk around and kill any black person they see. You understand? So your best option is to get out of the city and move to the country and let them fight. And if you're united in the wilderness, you have a very good chance that you will win. Okay, so once again, I pray that these words don't fall on deaf ears and that you take heed, that you Shema. Because the picture is the Most High is painted in my mind. It's only destruction until he comes and saves us. Because he said it's going to be a year, possibly 2 years, of this activity. You want to fight 2 years in the city over bricks and mortar? What kind of sense does that make? There's only enough food in these grocery stores to last for 3 days. Then they have to restock. 3 days. And that's only if they sell it. Now what if people just run up in there? which is going to happen. Do you want to live together or do you want to die together? Okay? Okay, so violence, violent, cruelty, wrong, false, cruel, damage, injustice, oppressor, unrighteous, violence, wrong, cruelty, injustice, unrighteous. That's a very powerful word, right? Because if you thought it was unrighteous now, once again, what do you think it's going to be like when the society falls? It's going to be ugly. All right, so violence, wrong, oppression. Oppression is a very strong word too, right? Because if you thought we was oppressed, see, we haven't lived a life like our foreparents did. Think about how we lived when the Ku Klux Klan could run across this country without facing judgment. It's going to be the same thing. Only the Ku Klux Klan are in police uniforms now. They don't even have to hide their face anymore. Okay, so it's just going to be bad. Okay, so the root of this word says violence, violated. Look at that. Rapes. That's what it's like to be violated, right? Shake off, wrongfully imagined. Look at that. Woo! So the image that you have in your mind is wrong. It's not talking about me. The image you have in your mind of this country never being attacked because we so-called have the mightiest military on the planet. How could that stand up to all these big countries that hate our guts? China. That's enough right there. But Russia. Then you have Russia, you have Iran. You have the Mexicans. How could the greatest military on earth fight all these people when they couldn't even beat Al-Qaeda in the mountains of Afghanistan? Doesn't make any sense. Do it. They're not. They're not going to survive this onslaught. Not to mention the Most High is behind it. And he says it's going to destroy this country. So I don't care what kind of military you got. If the Most High is involved, it's done. It's over with. Violently taken away. Isn't that what happened to us before when they split up the families when we first came to this country? They're going to take your daughters. They're going to take your sons. You're going to take your babies. Look at that. Made bare. Wronged. Made bare? That sounds like being naked and in chains as we were before. You know they want to see that for us again, right? They want to put us back in slavery. Okay, to wrong, do violence to, treat violently, do wrongly, to of physical wrong, of ethical wrong, of physical and ethical wrong. There's no accident that this man is in office right now who's spewing all this racial bigotry and have all these people that's following him with the same mindset. So if they have a president that's feeling this way, guess what? They're backing him. They love guns. They're violent. So when the cameras go off And they know they can do whatever they want to. It's going to be bad for us. It's going to be very bad. So in order for us to be saved, he said, leave. Get out of the cities. Okay? To treat violently, to oppress violently, to injure. To be eager. Look at that. See what I'm saying? This is no accident. To be eager. They can't wait. All the black people, we so-called think we have our rights. They on TV, well, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. You know how that affects them? That's making their blood boil. They're very eager to put you back in slavery. Vehement. That's more than anger. They already like to create bombs that could destroy the whole planet. How does word martial valor get in here? Right? Martial law, sounds like. Fervid. Excuse me. All right, so let's see. Where are we at as far as time? It's a good place to stop. Until next time, I love you very much. And so does the Most High. May he bless thee and keep thee. May he make his face shine upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah.